What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
There's a huge storm brewing in Florida, and it's not going to be a hurricane this time. Hello, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And today we're talking about condominium associations and homeowners associations. If you've been on, watched any type of news lately at all, you've seen what's happened in Florida. Back on June 24th, the condominium in Florida collapsed, and this is probably one of the worst things I've seen. You know, you think about the Oklahoma City bombing years ago,
right?
But this is a different animal because of all of the, I guess the attorneys are coming out already.
Yes,
so it's,
I'm sure.
This is going to be a huge, huge mess.
Right.
And I think you're going to see, you know, the industry is going to react to this tragedy. I'm talking about the insurance industry, and also, the litigation that's coming is going to be just, it's going to take years to ever sift all this out. So last week's show, we were at a show called Should I Let Someone Else Drive My Car? And so we were actually on vacation, and now we are back. We did make it out before the tropical storm, what was it called?
Elsa.
Yeah, but it was just kind of a non-event where we were at. We were down in Clearwater, and the storm just never did really materialize, so that was a good thing.
It wasn't very organized storms, yeah. Thankfully. Otherwise, it would have been another story there, too.
So. Yeah. So behind every tragedy or most tragedies, there's going to be an insurance policy. And, you know, fortunately, I've said before that our industry exists because bad things happen. I mean, there's no situation where, you know, you're filing an insurance claim because there's a loss, something's happened. So our whole industry is based on something bad happened. And all we can do as an agent is try to make that, you know, a better, or try to put you back to where you were before the loss. That's what would be our goal. Sometimes it's just impossible. I mean, if you have your house burned and you've lost your family photos, you know, loss of life, there's just some things just are irreplaceable. But from a financial standpoint, our goal would be to put the customer back into the same financial position as they were before the loss occurred. So I've been looking through, you know, some of the articles online about the condo collapse. As of June the 7th, there's 64 confirmed fatalities and still 76 missing. So this is just, there's nothing that I can think of has ever happened like this before. Can you, Kathy? I mean, a whole building collapsing?
Well, it was like a 9/11.
But based on like not being a terrorist attack.
Right.
I mean, so we've had obviously 9/11. We had the Oklahoma City bombing.
I don't know if they've ever figured out still what has happened.
Well, that's going to be in the works.
They have had all these speculations at this point.
Yeah.
So I guess until they figure out what the cause of loss is at this point, that's going to make a difference.
Well,
too.
We know it collapsed. And
right.
It'll be, you know, the cause of loss, you know, will be collapsed, but there's already been 5 lawsuits filed for, I guess it was going to be construction defects.
Right.
And this is going to be just, I mean, I don't know if the people are even alive or not anymore, but if you're sitting on that board of directors for that condo association, you're going to be in the hot seat because they're going to come out. And, you know, you hate to speculate about things because we just don't know the facts. We're not involved in it. But evidently there were decisions that were made or not made that could have contributed to this loss. So
there was things on the news about they had issues with the parking garage and different things like that already. So
all this is going to come to
light. This was all well known. So
yeah,
it's really a tragedy.
Yeah. So when I first started in the business, the condos and townhomes in Towns County, Clay County, and our surrounding area, Fannin County, it just wasn't something that was as prevalent as it is today.
Right.
I mean, I guess there were some that were emerging, but this has become something that we've had to, I guess, address over the years. So most time we're insuring a property as a single family dwelling. Now there are homeowner associations, of course, and it's very similar in respects of liability because whether you own a condo or you're a member of a homeowner association, there's going to be normally some what called common areas of mm-hmm. the property that's owned by the unit owners.
Right. Typically like a parking lot, maybe a clubhouse, swimming pool, different things yep. like that.
Yeah. And so as a condo association or homeowners association member, you are responsible collectively for these common areas in regards mm-hmm. to liability.
Right.
And also in regards to damage if there's a claim.
Right. And be assessed for different things.
Too. Yes. So we have the we have an office condo in Towns County over at mm-hmm. Towns Trace. And when the building was built, for some reason, a retaining wall was not put behind the building. Mm-hmm. And we were having, like, mud was just, like, coming off the building. And there was a building above us that was had a big roof and water was coming down. And it was just a bunch of, it was a mess. And so we had to have a retaining wall after the building was built, constructed behind the building. And it was in a very tight space. And the guy that came out and did it did a great job. He came out and he was able to get his equipment in there and had a gentleman that poured the wall for us. But we each had to end up paying an assessment for that wall. I think it was like, was it like $5,000 a piece maybe? It wasn't a small amount. I think the
No, I can't remember. It's been a while.
I think the wall was like 20-something thousand.
Right, at the time. I'm sure it'd probably be double that now.
Yeah. So as you are a member of, you know, homeowner association, condo association, you're going to be responsible for certain things.
Right, which is important for us when we are actually insuring these things. We like to get copies of the bylaws and the covenants, determine exactly what you own, what you're responsible for, and then what you could possibly be brought into. We typically don't bind coverage or issue a policy without seeing a copy of the covenants or bylaws for the association that you're going to be joining, for the homeowners or the condo association that you're going to be living in.
Yeah, you can get in trouble on that because we had a situation years ago where we were advised by the homeowner that the condo, or this case was a townhome, covered their building. And they had a association policy, which they in fact did have one, but it covered liability and a dock. It did not cover their structure. We found out later that there was no coverage on this building because we didn't have it, and neither did the association. So you got to be extremely careful. This may be dated, I don't know, but this has been a huge issue in Georgia. Going back to the sunny Purdue days in Georgia, he signed a House Bill 1121, which clarifies which property must be covered by a common association's insurance policy and which is covered by the actual unit owner. So the gist of it is, it says here, the key changes are as follows. Insurance policies that insure condominium buildings must include coverage for all portions of each building, which are common elements, including roof structure, windows, etc. Condominium associations must provide coverage for fixtures that were originally, that's like a big word, originally part of the condominium. So what that means is, in my understanding of this, is if, you know, if you buy a condominium and you're going to have the, and I think what I understand about condominiums is those are normally like stacked on top of each other. That creates what a condominium is. So you're going to be responsible, used to be from what we call the walls in. But now what the way this thing reads now is that you're responsible for, you know, as association for how it was originally constructed. So if you have a, you buy a condominium and you add something to it.
Like they call it the veterans or
improvements. Yeah, improvements and veterans. Let's say that you go in there and you, I don't know, what's a good example, Kathy? You put in tile floor.
You came in there and there was carpet. You pulled out carpet and put a new new surface in, like maybe new flooring, or you put in new cabinets. Anything that you've done to improve, which was called betterments and improvements, or money that you put into the unit, that's something we need to know.
That's what you would need to insure.
Right.
And you have
a special, and your contents, of course.
Yeah, there's a special policy called the HO6 policy, unit owner's policy, what this is. So this claim in Florida is going to be really, really nasty because I understand there's already 5 lawsuits as of this, you know, the Surfside South Towers Condominium Association. And so far, I guess the judge has already, there's been $48 million of coverage that's been already declared. And I guess Great American is on it, and maybe James River Insurance, another insurance company. Mm-hmm. I think we had a, didn't you insure somebody with James River last year that had the BRBO?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess there's certain markets. But what you're going to see, though, you're going to see a clamping down of underwriting when it comes to these high-rise condominiums.
Right.
After this, it's going to be scrutinized. I predict that you'll see certain carriers leave the market, possibly.
Yes.
And I think you're going to see
tightening in the underwriting.
You're going to see people losing their insurance, and you're going to see a huge amount of increase in premiums. I mean,
right.
This has rattled the insurance industry. I mean, mm-hmm. nothing has ever happened before. So we will be coming back in a couple minutes and continue our discussion about condominiums and homeowners association. I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi, this is Kathy Moore. We're back and with my husband, Mark Moore. Want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations, located in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank, and Hiawassee next to the hospital, and in Blairsville, and we're across the street from Home Depot. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, or you can like us on Facebook. Peace of Mind radio shows now have been added to our website, so check them out if you've missed one. We also have two other locations called Mountain Insurance, a division of More Insurance, located in Murphy, North Carolina, past the Arby's on Highway 64. Come by and see Velda and Emily. They'd love to help you with your insurance needs. And then we have our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, next to United Community Bank and between United Community Bank and the Burger King. Come by and see Jeremy and Kathy and Robert. And, of course, please like us on Facebook. We'd like to help you with your insurance needs, and you can also request quotes on our website as well, and we can help you with that.
So we have good access to fast food, right?
We sure do.
So anyway, today we're talking about condominiums and homeowner associations, and we're particularly talking about this in the wake of the tragedy in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go out for years. It's going to fundamentally change the insurance industry in Florida. Now, you can bet, and maybe we have a show on this sometime, but, you know, Hurricane Andrew was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It came through, and things have been massively changed since that point in time. You can bet you're going to have more inspections on things like this. The building codes are going to be different. The condominium that collapsed evidently was an older one. But
the maintenance is going to be looked at probably.
Yeah, Now, if this is true, and you know, we all just have to read on what we can read online, the Miami Herald had reported the condominium association directors resigned their position in 2019, and the reason they resigned was because there was a constant squabble over a potential $15 million special assessment to make repairs. So now, I think it's very unusual that people wouldn't get along in a condo association, right, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always gets along so great, right?
Oh, yeah.
We never have any problem with that, do we?
Oh, right.
Yeah, everybody gets along, and they all live together.
And harmony.
Yeah, they're the friendliest people. All those people wouldn't live together. They must be the friendliest people in the world, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we know that's not true.
No, we know that's not true.
Yeah, so we have seen, you know, there's lawsuits between association members. There's disagreement. They got a squabble.
Members too.
somebody didn't want to assess a $15 million assessment. So that's going to be into play. And what's going to happen is there is different coverages you can buy as a member
and
of an association.
We don't know what policy that they have or what they have.
I'm going to assume that they've got all the stuff.
But you don't know that.
I think they're going to be short, but you can bet they've got what's called a directors and officers policy.
Well, let's hope so. Otherwise, they're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah. So what it says here, the directors and officers policy, I don't care if you're on a church board or a school board, any type of board of directorship that you may be on.
I would make sure that they
make sure they've got a directors and officers policy.
Yes, because the decisions that you make can come back to haunt you if you don't, and then you have some coverage for yourself for that.
So here's what it says: if the board, which makes decisions on the whole association, you know, you're making it on behalf of everybody, mm-hmm. did not make the quote right decisions, on behalf of the safety and protection of the condo owners, those policies are going to be affected. Because if the directors and officers knew of a problem and they did not act, they are liable. Now, that is the definition of liability, of negligence. So if you have a, the directors going to get sued. I don't know if they're even still alive after this, but, this is going to be a terrible legal battle. It's already started. But you need to be sure. And I think Kathy had one years ago where this lady came in and they were doing a homeowner association and she absolutely did not want the director's officer's coverage. That could never happen here. Remember that?
Yeah. I had called her because I had a customer come that was, was buying a structure. The real estate agent at the time gave us the information. So we quoted them based off what they told us. And then as I started doing a little bit and asking for the, covenants and bylaws, the customer was out of town, asked if I'd called. So I wanted to get a copy of it. So we could issue the policy, and I called and spoke to the head of the person and was told that this was the city, that one of the cities here, and that was not going to happen here because that just would never happen here. And I explained to the person that my job was to protect our customer and that, if something were to go wrong in the parking lot or the common areas, that my customer could be pulled into something, and we wanted to make sure that they were insured properly. And to find out, they did not have any association policy. And of course, I urged the customer, if he was going to buy it, that he needed to get on the board.
Did they ever buy it?
I don't know. Get on the board probably and make sure they got one, because that was going to be a big issue down the road if someone got hurt.
Well, the one I remember was, you're going to run out of limits at some point. Mm-hmm. And after your insurance is paid, then comes your assessment. Or you could be assessed for a deductible too. Maybe you've got a $15,000 deductible. And so that's going to be shared by the members of association when the assessment time comes.
Right.
So we've been down this road quite a bit. Let's try to hit the high points of it. As an association, you're going to have to need typically some property coverage, especially for a condo, obviously you would. If you're a homeowner association, you may have something in a common area. Maybe it's your entrance sign just to get into the place. You might have a gate or something. That would be something that you could insure.
On the association policy.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that's going to be interesting, I looked at this condo that collapsed, and what was the other half? It wasn't collapsed. So this is where we talked about prior show that ordinance or law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be required by authorities that the other part, which may have already been done, is going to have to be demolished. The insurance company is only going to pay for what the damages were. They won't pay for taking down the building unless they've got ordinance or law coverage. Mm-hmm. So I can't think of a better example than that in this here, because, you got half of it's not damaged, and the insurance is only going to pay what's going to be damaged unless you have the ordinance or law coverage.
If you think about it, though, all these people that are out of their homes, and I'm sure the people are not able to stay in their homes right now, even they're on the part that's actually standing. I'd be freaked out that I wouldn't.
Well, you can't get back in there.
I would not want to be back in there.
No, you can't get back in there.
And I'm sure they probably made everybody disperse trying to figure out
what sure
to do.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just ripped off. Kathy makes up a good point, though, because in this situation here, where are you going to go?
Right.
And if you've got the HO6 policy, which is a condo unit owner's policy, you're going to have coverage for loss of use.
Mm-hmm.
So your personal insurance would pay for you to go stay somewhere else. So that's how that would work.
They'd all have to file claims, though.
Yeah, they would file claims on individual policy for loss of use, and perhaps they would have, maybe they got some betterments that are now destroyed.
Right.
So a lot of these companies will probably just tender the limits. I mean, they're just going to write you a check and be done with you.
Oh, I hope so. But it's Florida, so even though we're licensed in Florida, they do things completely differently there than they do here in Georgia and North Carolina.
James River has already written them a check.
That's good.
They're just going to write them a check because they know it's going to hit the policy maximums, and here's your check, and we're done. Now, that may seem a little unfair because, once you tender your limits, you've just – as an insurance company, your obligation to defend is over. So that's normally the way it works. But so ordinance of law, property, general liability, that would be like slip and fall if somebody was around. Directors, officers is a big ticket one because, if you get sued as a board of director, you'll get individually sued be on this condo board. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it.
I'm sure.
Another one, this is an unfortunate one, is the bonding, which is employee dishonesty. We have had the claim where the nice little, you know, lady or whoever that you would never think has embezzled money.
Or even, there's been men that done that too. So.
Yeah, or anybody. Yeah, so you got to be careful about how your funds are handled.
Right.
Also, workers' compensation. If you hire somebody to work on the premises, you need to have workers' comp.
A certificate of insurance.
Yes, or certificate of insurance.
Insurance, yes.
Yeah. I think the condo association had their own just in case too.
Correct.
Okay, so we are out of time, and we are going to be back next week. And this again is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we've enjoyed talking today, I guess, as much as we can. It's a tragedy, but we've enjoyed today's show, and we look forward to next week's show.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.